It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, A, and dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
In newspapers, magazines, and on television, you hear news about the exciting new line of RCA Victor television sets. But to really appreciate these new models, visit your RCA Victor dealer. See the most beautiful styles in TV history. See the amazing new all-clear picture, the new Easy-See tuning dial. Then see the good news on the price tags. The lowest ever for RCA Victor dependability.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Remember, the world's best names for quality, RCA and RCA Victor.
The Wistful Vista Antique Shop cordially invites you to come in and browse among the merchandise. Among this morning's browsers is Mrs. Molly McGee, who has just bought something she's been looking for years.
I'll wrap it up for you, lady. The price on that is $6.
$6 seems pretty high for...
That's all hand carving on there. That's real jade, you know, that dragon head. The eye on it is...
But it's just a tiny little piece.
That's the price, lady. Take it or leave it. Rare junk like this is hard to find.
I've been looking for one of these for years. I'll take it. Here's your money.
Thanks. I'll put it in a box for you. And now that the sale is completed, lady, would you mind telling me what you're going to do with one bookend? I mean, one bookend is like one rubber boot.
It does look like a silly purchase, but you see, I've got the mate to it at home.
Oh, well.
My aunt gave me a pair of them for a wedding gift, and one of them got broken and thrown away. I've been saving the other one. It's such an unusual thing.
Sure unusual, all right. That's why I had it in the window for an eye catcher. There isn't a day goes by that somebody doesn't drop in and say, "What the heck is that?"
Well, I'm delighted to have a pair again.
Say, before you go, I wonder if you'd take a look at this. This is another thing I can't figure out what it is.
Looks like some sort of a little box with a little man carved on it.
The box doesn't open.
What does it do? Anything?
Put your packages down for a minute. Let me show you. Here, now look. You put your hand around the box so you cover all these little holes in back of it.
Cover the holes,
That's it. Now push the little man's nose.
Like this?
Now watch what happens.
Good heavens. Look at his ears wiggle.
Shh. Listen.
Sounds like some sort of a music box.
It says made in China. That's all I know about it.
My goodness, where'd you get this thing?
Oh, all this stuff was here when I bought the store, including two of these.
Two of them? What does the other one play? Gilly Gilly, Awesome Pepper by the Sea?
No, it does the same thing this one does. I sold it this morning to a lady.
Oh, no.
There it is over there, all wrapped up and ready to go. She dashed out of here without it, but I have a feeling she'll... Yes, this is her.
Wait there, driver. I'll be right out. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. It's me. I'm back.
I had a hunch you would be, lady.
Can you imagine? After stumbling on that wonderful little thingamabob and then forgetting to take my package, oh, dear. I don't know where my head is today. Do you have it?
No, it's right there under your hat.
The package. That Chinese thing, the package.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's still here.
Oh, thank heavens. I was so afraid you might have sold it to someone else.
No. Fortunately for you, there's very little demand for rare items like this in the warm months.
Oh, good, good. Sorry to have troubled you. I'll just take my little package and run. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I've got it, Candy. It wasn't nice to see the cabin. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I hope she'll be very happy with... Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
My package. It's gone. She took my book in.
Uh-oh.
This is her silly thingamabob here. Oh, lady, wait. Lady, wait. Hey.
Hey, get out of the street there, girl. You're trying to get yourself killed? My brakes is bad and... Well, hello there, daughter.
Mr. Oldtimer, oh, am I glad to see you. How fast can this old truck go?
Oh, it'll go
Can you give me a lift?
Well, it's against the
rules. Good. Quick, follow that cab there.
What cab?
The one that just turned around the corner on two wheels. Hurry, she's getting away.
Hold tight. Here we go. Hope there ain't no shooting because this is a new hat. And I wouldn't want to have anything happen to it. Let's go.
To Wistful Vista in a minute.
Onion test proves arid best.
Onion test proves arid best.
Yes, it's easy to prove to yourself that there is one deodorant that gives you complete protection from perspiration odor.
Simply rub a sliced onion on the back of your hand. You know how strong an onion smells.
Now take New Arid with non-staining chlorophyll. It's the wonderful new vanishing cream deodorant. Rub it in the same spot you rub the onion. The light green color quickly vanishes, and when it vanishes, all the onion odor is gone.
And that's exactly what happens to perspiration odor, and perspiration too, when you use the new Arid with chlorophyll daily.
Soft, creamy Arid has an exclusive vanishing cream texture to give you rubbed-in protection, an extra margin of protection that no other deodorant can give you.
Arid with chlorophyll won't stain. It's washable.
Certified by the American Institute of Laundering. Only 43 cents plus tax.
Don't be half safe.
Use Arid with chlorophyll to be sure.
There they go, around that turn. Hurry.
I see him, daughter.
Ah, look out for that pole, heavenly days, when you skid around those turns like that.
Scares you, doesn't it? Why don't you do like I do?
What's that?
Put your hands over your eyes. Be surprised what a difference it makes. Which way they go? Oh, I see them. There they are, racing up Main Street.
Oh, this is awful. After looking for that bookend for years, and then something like this has to happen.
Well, that's life, daughter. I got an uncle doing it.
Doing what?
Life. Uncle Normal, we call him. Because he's different from the rest of the family. His wife, Emily, she...
There they go, up Elm Street.
That's impossible, daughter. She's in San Francisco and he's in San Quentin. Uncle Normal is...
The cab, the lady with my bookend.
We'll catch her, daughter. You got the little thingamajig that you push on his nose and bells ring?
Yes, yes, hurry.
Hang on. Which way did... Oh, looks to me like they're heading for the railroad station.
Oh, dear, I don't know where the woman's going or anything about her. If I don't get that book in now, it may wind up in South America.
There they go, down the ramp into the station. Oh, that's a big station, daughter, full of strangers. No telling where she's headed for.
I've got a plan. Wheel into the station there, and I'll go to the information desk. I'll catch her before she gets on a train if I have to... Now, if you'll just please turn on the public address system and page her for me, sir, I'll...
Now, let me get this straight, lady. You want me to call somebody for you on the public address system, right?
If you please. It's terribly important.
But you don't know the party's name.
No, but...
Well, how do you expect me to page her for you when you don't know who she is?
Train number 17, now loading on track 12.
Now, look, it's very simple. Look, all you have to do is take this little box and hold it to the microphone, you see?
Box?
Just hold your hand around it so you cover these holes in the back of it and push on the little man's nose.
Well, we get all kinds here, lady. I'm game for anything. Press on his nose, huh? Like this?
That's it. Hold him close to the microphone.
Hey, his ears are moving. This ain't gonna blow up or
something. No, please believe me. I'll explain later, but right now...
What is this thing, anyway?
It's some kind of a Chinese music box.
Sounds more like a Chinese torture. Well, of all the silly...
It worked. Here she comes, waving my book in.
Oh,
Oh, it's you, the lady from the oddity shop. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
You're glad.
Do you know what you did, you silly girl? You took the wrong package. Ah, now don't be embarrassed, my dear. Happens to me all the time. It's just lucky for you we were both at the same railroad station at the same time.
Yes, wasn't it?
It certainly is a small world. Here's your bookend, my dear.
Thanks, and here's your thingamabob.
Oh, I do hope we'll meet again sometime. This has been such fun.
All aboard, train 17.
What? There's our train, my dear. We'd better hurry.
You run along. If I'm not there when they toot the whistle, tell them to start without me.
Well, all right. I'll see you in the dining car. Bye. Oh, dear, don't close that gateway.
Yeah, don't leave her in Wistful Vista. Whew. I certainly was lucky to get this book in back. I'd better go right home and put it safely on the shelf. It's me, McGee.
Oh, hi, kiddo. I was wondering what... Hey, where have you been? You look like you got caught in the middle of a fast game of tennis on a wet court.
A very apt description, sweetheart, because that's exactly how I feel. Whew, I'm bushed.
Well, here, sit down, sit down. What's in the package?
Wait till I tell you. You'll be so surprised.
Oh?
Remember that bookend we lost the mate to? The one Aunt Sarah gave us? You know, the one with the hand-carved dragon on it? It's been kicking around the attic ever since.
Oh, you mean the one that I told that guy that was a genuine piece of jade in the dragon's eye?
What guy?
The guy from the Wistful Vista Antique Shop. He stopped by the other day buying junk. I convinced him that thing was hand-carved jade and gypped him out of a half a buck for it.
What?
Yeah, pretty shrewd, huh? Well, what anybody wants with one bookend, I'll never know. But you know them antique guys. He'll probably sell it to some silly dame that's only got one book and thinks one bookend is enough. Well, what you got in the package, kiddo? Got a surprise of some kind for me? I just love surprises.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. This is John Wald inviting you to leave Wistful Vista for a moment, long enough to take a quick look into the future, for a preview of some listening highlights NBC has in store for you in the fall. To begin with, there's Lux Radio Theater, which returns to the air next Tuesday, September 14th. It's radio's greatest dramatic show, presenting your favorite Hollywood stars in one-hour adaptations of the finest motion pictures ever produced. Next Tuesday, the premier Lux Radio Theater production is the inspiring story, Wuthering Heights, starring Merle Oberon. And now to look just a little further ahead, the excitement of college football is almost here, and NBC will bring you complete coverage of the top game of the week beginning Saturday, September 18th. There's the best in comedy, too, coming your way on NBC with Art Linkletter in People Are Funny and that favorite funny man Bob Hope in The Bob Hope Show. It's all brought to you in the big fall lineup on NBC.
Ready for bed, Molly?
Yes, you'd better lock up good, though. Mabel Toops was telling me there have been prowlers in the neighborhood.
Yeah?
Mabel heard a noise last night. Snapped on the bed lamp and saw a man's foot sticking out from under her bed.
Wow, my gosh, a burglar?
No, Mort Toops. He heard the noise, too.
Oh, well, I'll check the back door. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Elvia Allman as the woman, Joe Forte as the antique shop proprietor, and Frank Gerstle as the man in the information booth. This is John Wald inviting you to join us again tomorrow to see Mr. McGee try to exchange his sports shirt. Good night.
Heart of the News brings you the issue of the day tonight on most NBC radio stations.